And welcome to the Tales from Long Box podcast. I almost flubbed it up. Blah, blah, blah. This is episode 183. The New 52 is dead. Long live DC Comics. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
I am Murray Fox.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news as of... Yeah, they posted this like 4 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. Let's just jump right into it. This is DC Entertainment officially announced a, and I quote, a bold new direction for the DC Universe. It actually says that, bold new direction, which is usually the warning sign. But anyway, these are plans post the convergence, which was something I was hoping for, and I believe we mentioned that before. So far it's not exactly like I thought, but you know, let's get into it. Here we go. Press release. DC Entertainment announces new books, new creators, broader focus for the DC Universe. Now, actually, isn't a broader focus, isn't that like a oxymoron? Because focus is supposed to be narrow and it's... Okay, anyway. The title says, Iconic Superheroes and Supervillains Universe is... diversifying to make room for more types of storytelling, more fans. June's slate of titles includes long-awaited return to DCU of Brian Hitch, Garth Ennis, Jean Luen Yang, which I've never heard of, Ming Doyle either, joining a team of top talent. This summer, DC Entertainment launches a bold new direction of the DC Universe. This is even more inclusive and accessible to a wider group of readers. As the publisher continues to evolve comic storytelling for its next generation of fans, award-winning critically acclaimed writers are hitting the June 2015 slate of DC Comics' new periodicals and graphic novels, including Jean Luen Yang, Brian Hitch, Garth Ennis, and Ming Doyle. Beginning June 3rd, the DC Comics line of DC Comics books will consist of 24 brand new series that will begin at issue number 1, as well as 25 ongoing best-selling fan-favorite series that will continue without a break in issue numbering. Total number of periodicals in the DCU will be 49, with additional new titles debuting throughout the year. Now, they don't really come out and say it here, but in other things we'll get to later, they're dropping the New 52 as a brand. That's gone.
Well, that's good. It's been about 3 years, so...
Yeah. Okay. And continuing on, this is a quote. This heralds in a new era of the DC Universe, which will allow us to publish something for everyone, be more expansive and modern in our approach, and tell stories that better reflect the society around us. That's blah, 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 blah. DC Entertainment co-publisher Dan Didio. Whether you have been a DC fan your whole life or whether you are new to comics, there will be a book for you beginning in June. Thoughts so far?
I'm pumped. Okay. I am.
Let's see.
Not sounded, but it's only because I'm tired. This is incredibly exciting.
Yes, Caleb has just got through running 9 miles before he joined us, so he's a little bushed. But inside, deep inside, he's jumping and squealing like a little squirrel girl.
Just like one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Creepy.
Kind of creepy. I don't know how I knew that. I just kind of guessed.
I'm going to call Shopify Services on myself here.
Okay. All right, continuing with this press release. Depicting some of these iconic characters in a more contemporary light include National Book Award finalist Jean Luen Yang. I still have no idea who that is.
Okay. I'm cool with that. I genuinely...
Yeah, I am too.
DC, unlike Marvel, has not been very successful in bringing people from outside into writing comics. Marvel's been a lot more consistent about that.
He will join artist John Romita Jr. in the ongoing adventures of Superman. Comic superstar artist Brian Hitch will write and draw new titles of the world's greatest heroes in Justice League of America. The pitch-perfect team of Garth Ennis and John McCrae returns to DC Comics for a limited series called Section 8, featuring characters from the popular Hitman comic. Vertigo creator. Yeah, a lot of people are excited about that one. it seems, more than some of the other stuff. That was my take on it anyway.
It's going to rock so hard.
Okay. All right. Hey, this is a family podcast.
Are you kidding? Hitman
was kidding.
Hitman was the only successful Bloodlines character.
See, I never read it. Yeah. I heard a lot about it. Okay, continuing on here. Vertigo creator Ming Doyle be lending her talents to DC Comics, penning Constantine the Hellblazer. So they're relaunching that one. Along with newcomer artist Riley Rosimo. We'll get to the details of all this when we get down through these. More than ever, DC Comics fans are being exposed to our rich portfolio of characters through multiple sources, including an unprecedented number of highly successful TV shows, video games, and... Wait a minute, what was that?
Just me.
Yes, I do have that one somewhere. Okay. Anyway... For example, unprecedented number of highly successful TV shows, video games, and upcoming major motion pictures, said co-publisher Jim Lee. We're looking to extend that experience within publishing to ensure there is a comic book for everyone. For example, fans of the Arrow television show may want more stories about Black Canary. Now they can find modern, fresh takes on the character in the pages of her standalone series, both in stores and digitally. Breakout star Brendan Fletcher, co-writer behind the all-new, highly successful Batgirl, will also be writing the new Black Canary series launching in June. Fan favorites Amanda Connor and Jimmy Pagliotti will be the creative team on new titles Starfire and Harley Quinn / Power Girl, and will continue to helm the perennially best-selling Harley Quinn. Beyond character and creators, the June slate will showcase different styles and approaches to storytelling as we add offbeat, irreverently funny titles such as Bizarro, Batmite, and Prez, said Lee. A lot of people are rejoicing about that so far. Truly, there will be something for everybody as we simultaneously celebrate our rich legacy while embracing new voices and concepts. First look at upcoming storylines will be at the focus of DC's Entertainment's free comic book day issue, DC Comics Divergence, available Saturday, May 2nd, featuring 3 8-page previews for the June releases of Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's Batman, as well as Jeff Johns and Jason Fabric's launch of the Darkseid War with Injustice League, featuring the biggest villains in the DCU, Darkseid, and the Anti-Monitor. And Gene Luen Yang's DC Comics debut with celebrated artist John Romita Jr. on Superman. More than 500,000 free issues of DC Entertainment Sampler will be given away at comic book retailers globally. And the last sentence. In this new area of storytelling, story will trump continuity as we continue to empower creators to tell the best stories in the industry. Now that's what excites me more than anything. That right there is saying... This is what I get when I read it, and you can, guys can tell me what you think. New 52 failed as a concept, the whole redo, which we'll get into that. It is a failure, but it isn't a failure, and I'll share that in a minute. But so now that I've got all that out, what do you guys think?
Well, I disagree. I don't think it failed. I think this is the next iteration. They're just saying, you know what, we no longer need to call it the New 52. It's been 4 years. Time to divest ourselves of that. Mm-hmm. And we're now just DC Comics. You know, what we've always should have been and always will be is we're DC Comics. And they're going to go back to the idea that continuity is not as important as good storytelling. And that's... I think it's the next evolution. I don't think it failed. I mean, you can tell they're not getting rid of the armored Superman. They're not getting rid of the God of War Wonder Woman. They're not getting rid of, they're not getting rid of Mira. They're not getting rid of a lot of the stuff that came with New 52. They're not getting rid of Cyborg as a Justice League member. I mean, they're just...
No, but what I'm saying, I guess... I see what you're saying, and I agree with you on that aspect. I guess Well, what they learned, in my opinion, is that they, okay, we're scrapping everything that comes before and it never happened, or we're ignoring it, and we're shoving this new universe down your throat, and we're not talking about all this other crap. And it didn't work quite like that. And when they started showing the convergence stuff with things from other timelines, that's when I thought, okay, maybe. And I, you know, there's things in the New 52 I liked. I'll admit that. Not very well, some of it, but anyway. But at least there's a chance maybe some of this older stuff coming back that I enjoyed a lot more. So, anyway, Murray, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I don't think it's a failure. If it were a failure, they would be going back to pre-New 52 stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're not doing that. They're moving forward. We're not, like, all the new things that are coming, they're going to be new takes on on characters. They're not going to be throwbacks to the Bronze Age or the Silver Age or the 80s. They're going to be, it's all going to be new. It's new. So,
yeah.
I like the focus on creative storytelling. I think that's awesome. I think I agree. This is just their next step. They gave themselves a big splash a couple of years ago, and this is their next. And while it worked for a while, it was the DC universe for a long time had the same sort of flavor from title to title to title.
Yeah.
And I think they realized that maybe wasn't the right approach. So in that way, you could maybe say the New 52 failed. But I mean, it was successful for a while. Now they're moving on, and instead of giving the DC everything the same sort of house style look, house style flavor, they're letting creators tell stories they want to tell, which I think is going to be better in the long run.
Okay.
You took the word right out of my mouth in terms of house style. I mean, they look at – Marvel's been, again, I hate to keep throwing them out, but they've been a lot more successful at doing the offbeat, you know, with Ms. Marvel, Squirrel Girl, Rocket Raccoon, Guardians of the Galaxy.
And they're not following continuity in their titles either. I mean, each one of those Spider-Man and Marvel titles to me, they're like in their own little universe, you know.
Right. And now they, you know, they're oh my god, I don't know if you read it yet, but the latest issue of like Gotham Academy was freaking amazing.
See, I haven't read any of that yet. I'm way behind on my comic reading.
So good.
Gotham Academy, I'll have to check it out.
The latest issue of Action Comics, again, that's Superman, but Greg Pak is being allowed to go off like Murray, like you were saying, and do kind of his own take on Superman, while Jeff Johns and Romita Jr. are doing their own take on Superman over there, and there's
I really enjoy that.
Yeah, and they're not worried that the two don't necessarily jibe, because they're different Superman stories. It's not the shielded issues. You know, here's week one, here's week two, here's week three.
Yeah. That
you know, and Grayson and then Green Arrow, but Lemire was allowed to do on Green Arrow, and now the new guys are as well. And while I don't read it, Harley Quinn is certainly a divergence from what we are normally getting from a bat book.
Yep.
So the house style, in terms of house style, absolutely, you're right. And I think that's the best word for it, actually.
No, that's awesome. Yeah.
That failed.
Okay, let's get into the titles that are continuing. First, then we'll go into the new stuff. And here's a list that DC put out. And there's more detail on some of the other sites, but this is what I'm going to read. So first off, in alphabetical order, we have Action Comics with Greg Pak and Aaron Cooter, which Caleb says is awesome. I stopped reading that after Morrison left. I need to maybe go back and look at that. Now, this is a surprise. We got Aquaman staying, but not that that's a surprise, but who? Cullen Bunn, which he's a good writer, which I need to read more of his stuff. Trevor McCarthy is the artist.
Oh, interesting, because I really like what Jeff Parker's doing right now. I'm going to be...
Yeah.
I've really liked what he's been doing. I mean, Cullen Bunn, I think, will do well, too. I don't know that I love Trevor McCarthy.
I'm going to miss Paul Pelletier.
What?
I'm going to miss Paul Pelletier.
I know.
Yeah, I love his beautiful stuff. The first time I ran into him was a cross-gen title, and he did with Tony Bedard, and I fell in love with both of their work. It was that Negation series. You ever read that?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Okay. Next up, no surprise there, Batgirl, Cameron Stewart and Brendan Fletcher with Bad Star on art.
Mm-hmm.
Batman. No surprise there. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, and I read something somewhere that he was going to do a new status quo, but you know, you always hear that. Anyway, Detective Comics, writer Francis Manapal and Brian Buccolato. I must get my tongue fixed, apparently. Also, art with Francis Manapal, and you said that was doing pretty good, right?
It has moments. I forget to read it sometimes.
No, that's fine. Some of those I'd like to go back and check out. You have Batman Superman with Greg Pak and Adrian Sioff, which I believe that's the same creative team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Catwoman with Genevieve Valentine and David Messina, which I have no idea if that's the same or not.
I think it is. I think it's a new creative team.
Okay.
Like the newest creative team.
Okay. You got Deathstroke with Tony S. Daniel and art by Tony S. Daniel. The Flash with Robert.
No relation. No relation. Yeah,
no relation at all. you got Flash, yes. The Flash. Robert Venditti and Van Jansen writing, and Brett Booth doing the art, which Brett Booth is, I like him, his stuff, so I might check that out again.
It's actually pretty good. They've been dragging out a couple storylines.
Yeah, because I've been thinking about, because I've been wanting to, even though I got them all digitally, like the Batman stuff, get all the trades of it, and because it's really good, and read it again. And I thought about doing it with the Flash. I love the Flash, and I hate it that I stopped liking the book. And it bugs me. It's always been one of my favorite characters.
Forgive yourself, Chris. It's okay.
Okay, I'll try. It's been hard. I know. I'm in therapy right now, but I'll get over it. Next up, Gotham Academy with Becky Cloonan and Brendan Fletcher. Art with Carl Kesel. So that's the same.
Herschel.
Excuse me. That's almost the same as Batgirl. It looks like. And you said that's a good book. Right.
Oh, good series.
Yeah. Okay. Gotham by Midnight.
You know what? Real quick on Gotham Academy.
That's fine. Hit it.
It's doing in the DC universe what all of a sudden I'm blanking on the title the one you really like, Murray. The
Ms. Marvel.
The Image book.
Morning Glories.
Morning yes. Glories. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of DC Morning Glories. Sure. Yep.
Okay. Got it.
It hasn't gone off the rails yet like Morning Glory did, but it does.
Yeah. I don't think I ever finished those trades on Comixology I bought. I need to go back to that. Let's see. Gotham by Midnight with writer Ray Fox and Juan Ferreira on art. And I'm really surprised to see this, but Grayson's still here. Tom King and Tim Seeley. With Mikael Janin as art. That's been good news. Yeah, that's good. No, that's good news. That book, I don't know. I mean, I like it, but then it's like, I don't know why I like it. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? How do you guys feel about it? I want to like it. I want to love it.
I haven't read it. I've only heard really good things from people who have been reading it.
I enjoy it, I guess.
I think the big overall picture of why he's Grayson instead of Nightwing, I don't know how long they can maintain that. It strikes me as a thing that eventually more and more people are going to find out he's alive and
Yeah.
then it becomes a non-issue.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, moving on. Green Arrow, which I'm pretty sure this is a whole new team. Ben Percy, and artist is, oh, he's kind of like Prince. He only has a name, one name, Zircher. Z-I-R-C-H-E-R. Never heard of him. But that's okay. Green Lantern is back, and we might have talked about a couple weeks ago that they canceled the all the how many other titles was there? Three other Green Lantern titles?
Yeah, they canceled Red Lanterns,
New Guardians, and New Guardians. Green Lantern Corps. Which I stopped reading them after the artist, the creative team change. Then we got Harley Quinn with writing by Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor with art Chad Harden. So that's still around. I don't know if that's the same artist or not. Justice League, but we already read that another guy will be taking it over. No, Johns is stepping down from Superman. He's down to one book a month now. Justice League, Jeff Johns and Jason Fabok. I'm okay with that. And then we got Justice League United, which is a stay tuned for creative team info in this particular one. I don't know if anything's been announced since then. Then we have Lobo, which I'm surprised. I haven't been. You've been reading that, Caleb?
Not after issue one, I didn't.
Okay.
Which just breaks my little heart.
Yeah, I figured it would. You got Cullen Bunn as writer and Cliff Richards. He's writing a lot of other stuff.
It's a reggae book, yeah? All right.
Cool. I guess. Secret Six, which I have enjoyed, which I can't remember if I read the second issue now that I think about it.
Did it come out?
I don't know. I need to look. We need to just subscribe to it.
It did, Murray?
No, it'll be next week or the week after.
Oh, my God. What's the delay?
Really delayed. I don't know.
Maybe it's Eaglesham. Eaglesham. Man, it might be Gale because she's doing plenty of other stuff at other places, I think.
Eaglesham isn't the artist right now, though. It's Ken Lashley. I think they're alternating story arcs.
They're supposed to do six issues, etc.
Okay, well, it has him as the artist now. Mm. You got Sinestro, which I really wanted to like, but I read a couple issues of that. But that's Cullen Bunn again, and artist of Bradley Walker. Then you have the new Suicide Squad with Sean Ryan and Carlos Donada. Anybody? Did you either one of you like that?
Oh, I like it. It's good.
Okay. It's okay.
I'm not doing backflips. If I were to not read it ever again, I don't think my life would be any emptier.
Right. Okay, next up, Superman, and is the previously announced Gene Luen Yang and John Romita Jr. And is, to tell you the truth, it'd have to be pretty bad writing for me not to read it because I'm like 2 months behind. But I love John Romita Jr.'s art, and I'll probably read that. Oh, good. I didn't see that. Good, I'm glad Tomasi's still on a title. Superman, Wonder Woman, Peter J. Tomasi, and Doug Monkey.
That's hard. Awesome. That should be awesome, actually.
Actually, yes. I think they just recently changed that, didn't they?
They're the current creative team, I think.
Are they? Okay, yeah.
I think so.
I don't think that's the one that started out, though.
No, it was Charles Soule originally, but when he left, they brought in.
Okay. All right, next up.
Monkey hasn't been on the last couple issues, has he?
I have no idea. I haven't read it.
I thought so. Or they've had a guest artist, but
I'll have to look.
It's been his book.
Yeah. All right, then. Because I love Tomasi's writing. And I'm sad that Batman and Robin is gone. I really am. So anyway, let me pause for silence. Okay. Teen Titans is next with Will Pfeiffer and Kenneth Rocafort. Pretty good.
Really good. It's not Gotham Academy good, but if they're allowed to get a little more wacky with it, I'm not talking Teen Titans Go wacky, but if they're just allowed to let go just a tiny bit more.
Well, I have a feeling a lot of these are going to be like that. I mean, they're going to have more because we all heard about how editorial was right there and doing things at the last minute, and a lot of people quit over it, even Perez.
Right.
So hopefully what all this was said in there, they're going to loosen back on the reins, because a boardroom can't make comics. I don't care what you say.
I don't know. They're going to be in. They're going to be in L.A. So there's Warner can be right, literally right in their face. But it doesn't sound like they're going to be. I think they took a lesson from Marvel.
And last but not least, well, depending on if you read it or not, you have Wonder Woman with Meredith Finch and art by David Finch. I still haven't read the last three or four issues of the last run, so I have no idea how. I know they reintroduced Donna Troy recently. I have no idea what form she took. But anyway, that's what your continuing titles are, and I believe that is 24, wasn't it?
25,
okay. Now, on to the new stuff, and some of these I'm very happy about. You got first, and they've released some images of this. And let's see. I could maybe find some of those. Anyway, we can get to that soon. Where was I? Yes. First on the list, Batman Beyond with Dan Jurgens and Bernard Chang. Now, I wouldn't pick Jurgens as being the writer of that, but, and he's got a lot of these newer ones, it seems like. But anyway, that looks really good.
I'm not a fan when he writes but doesn't draw, so I'm
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. We'll have to see. I'm a bigger fan of his art than I am his writing, but then Bernard Chang is really good, and I like his stuff, so we're going to give that a shot. Next up is Batmite with Dan Jurgens and Corin Howell, which I'm shocked about that. I don't know where that came from.
That's a miniseries, right?
Yeah, I think they're trying to do funny. That's going to be a funny one. Then you got Bizarro.
We actually just real quick, we've been, the younger one and I have been watching Brave and the Bold, and
yeah, that's awesome.
We just watched the Emperor Joker episode with Batmite.
Oh, yeah, that's something else, man.
It was so good. It was better than the story it was based on. So
yeah, that was good stuff.
The Batmite episodes are tremendous.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I still haven't watched all that series.
We haven't either. We just watch them randomly. We just pick episodes. And
I have the whole bunch of them on my Plex server.
They're on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, I don't get to watch very much Netflix because everybody else in the house watches that, and I've already paid for the third connection, so I put stuff I want to watch that's on Netflix. I just get other means.
All
right. Amazon if I can. Let's see. Next up, Black Canary with Brendan Fletcher and Annie Wu. And we'll talk about that look here soon.
I'll be buying that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Why is that? Why is that, Murray?
I like what Brendan Fletcher's done with Batgirl. I like his take on Black Canary over there.
Yeah, it looks like he's she's in a band, which, you know, might sound silly, but, I mean, she's got a sonic cry, so that makes sense to me. So it shows her with, you know, torn-up fishnet stockings and the with boots, and there's a band playing, and she's got a microphone, and she's doing the cool rock star move thing going on. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to check that out because I like that character even before she was on Arrow.
One question is, I wasn't reading. Whoa! Come on, lost my mind. In Birds of Prey, wasn't she like sort of like older, like in her 30s or 40s or something?
Yes.
Just making sure.
Maybe not.
Correct,
40.
Sir.
No, maybe not 40s.
Yeah, I would say maybe 30s, but that's okay. New DC, she's been DH'd probably. I mean, Batgirl certainly looks younger.
Oh, yeah, way younger. Here's a good picture, a good link I just sent you guys. It's actually got art. And we could talk about that as we go through.
Art and Franco?
No, not that Art Franco. Okay. Constantine the Hellblazer with Ming Doyle.
Bizarro. You skipped over Bizarro.
I did? I thought I said it. Oh, I didn't give who. Bizarro with Heath Corson and Gustavo Durante, which is really interesting, and you can see some of the art of that. It looks like it's going to be funny.
Yeah. Heath Corson certainly thinks he's funny.
Okay, I have no idea who that is.
Who is that, Murray?
He's written some of the animated movies that have come out recently, and he's got a bit of a podcast on the Nerdist Network where they talk about comics, and yeah, he certainly thinks he's a funny guy.
Okay, so assuming that you Which don't think that.
Say that. Well, I haven't read any of his stuff, so maybe he is funny. Maybe he is. And you know what? The art looks amazing. I like...
Yeah, I like that art. It looks funny. I'll probably look it out. Fun,
so I'll look at it, and maybe he'll surprise me, and...
That might even be a kid's book. Who knows?
I'd be... Well, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Let's see. No art for that yet, but Constantine the Hellblazer by Ming Doyle and Riley Rosomo, which from what I've read in a couple of sites, it sounds like they're going to try to make it more like the TV show, but that might not help since so far that show has not been renewed, which I'm very pissed about, but hey, what am I going to do?
That name sounds familiar, Riley Rosomo. What has he done? Has he done stuff for Marvel?
I have no idea. Let's search.
It sounds familiar to me.
Searching Google now. Google search commencing. He is a Canadian comic book artist and illustrator, known for his
that's
works.
That's why it's famous. Okay, yeah. That's why it's
famous.
All you Canadians know each other, right?
That's right. He's just down the street.
Okay. He collaborated on Cowboy Ninja Viking, which is being made into a movie, by the way.
Well, maybe that's where I heard his name.
His first comic book was with Alex Grecian on Seven Sons, which Alex Grecian is a local guy here, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He's based out of Kansas City.
Seven Sons, the one that's going to be a movie? Like, is that, or is that something else?
That's something else.
Okay.
But yeah, he was worked on Proof as well with Alex Grecian. Yeah, that is that guy.
Okay.
Green Wake, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, he's done some things for Boom. Looks like Image, Marvel. He was on Doc and Doc, Dark Wolverine for a couple issues. All right, Cyborg, which I think they're gonna do a reimagining of that character. I think I read some on one of these deals, but I'm not 100% sure because he looks like the same to me. And writer David L. Walker with artist Ivan Rice and Joe Pareto, which that's. I love Rice's stuff.
It's supposed to look good. It'll
look good. It might not be gone.
And you know what? They don't have to reimagine all that much because in 3 years, 4 years, they've done absolutely nothing with them. So there's no reimagining involved.
Yeah, no kidding. They just made him part of the Justice League, and that was it.
In the background and zips people.
Yeah,
around.
They really, really screwed up on that, didn't they? They could have done so much.
Jeff Johns takes – he did the same thing with Red Tornado. He had such all these, you know, these big statements when he was going to bring Red Tornado back into the Justice League. And then – it wasn't him. What's his name who redid the Justice League, who wanted to do big – had big plans for Red Tornado and then blew him up and then did nothing else with him.
Is that Metzler?
Yeah, you're right. It was Brad Metzler, yeah. They just – They don't know what these robotic characters.
Cyborg's been a nothing. He's been, like, nothing. And they've updated his origin just fine, like tying him into Apocalypse and the Dark Side world.
See,
that was cool, but they could have done...
The most I've seen him used effectively was in that Batman and Robin arc when they went to Apocalypse to get the kid back.
He was their boom tube. That's awesome.
I know. It was awesome.
Yeah, but that's all he does. He just booms people. Like, you could – I'd rather see Gates do that job.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, I mean, they went to so much trouble to shove him in there, and then they – you're right. They did absolutely nothing with him.
Yep.
Okay, moving on. Dark Universe by writer James Tynion IV and artist Ming Doyle, which from what I read is going to be a magic – exploring the magic part of the DCU. And a new Dr. Fate series by Paul Levitz and artist Sony Liu, which I read a thing on Paul Levitz's Facebook that he's very excited to be working with that guy, and he's liked him for a long time. I've never heard of him, but doesn't mean anything. I know I'm usually more keyed on writers than artists anyway.
I think it's going to look cool. I think Sonny Liu did the art on a Vertigo miniseries like 100 years ago called My Faith in Frankie.
Yeah, let me do it.
And I love that artwork.
Googly now.
I remember we read an issue of that.
Yeah, I think maybe we did. I love that series. And if he's doing the art, I think it'll be cool.
Got my Sonic Screwdriver back. Let's see. He's just a couple years younger than me. Yes, My Faith in Frankie.
Oh, see? I'm definitely picking up that book. It'll look.
He did Marvel Comics Sense and Sensibility adaption. He's also nominated for an Eisner for his work on SLG and Disney's Wonderland. And he's got a couple other awards here that I've never heard of, but he's got some awards there.
I mean, he never said it, but for some reason I thought Levitz was done with DC. I thought he was going to be...
Well, the fact that he joined the board of directors or a creative board of Boom made me think that was what it is, but apparently, and who knows, maybe he's got it in his leaving the company contract that I have a book that I write and get paid for, whether it sells or not, I don't know. But he left World's Finest, and I thought he was done too, because he wasn't writing anything after that, was he?
He was supposed to be on the Earth 2 weekly, and then failed on that. I don't feel that's a rough. That's not.
We don't know what happened, but he didn't join.
That's all right. This is probably more in his wheelhouse, I think.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so. Dr. Fate, I'd like. I like the magic stuff anyway. So, next up is something called Doomed, by writer Scott Lobdell and artist Javier Fernandez, and there's a picture here. It's some skinny looking scary guy with great big green hands. Well, he's red, but green glowing hands coming out of a wall. And I'm wondering if it has to do with that Doom virus storyline that was in Superman a while back.
I don't know. I have no interest.
I mean, there's absolutely no information here at all. I mean, for all I know, it could be a Doom Patrol thing, but I doubt it. I have no idea.
I think that Murray's interest.
Well, that's when you put the word doom in something, it makes you think that. But I have a feeling it's some kind of related to that doomsday thing that they did. And it's some kind of guy got the doomsday virus, and that's probably kryptonite on his hands glowing there. And there's like a bunch of green in the background. I bet you that's what it's about. I haven't read anything about what that's about. There's that art. That's the only hint I've got. You got Earth 2... Society, writer by Daniel H. Wilson, which I believe is the one who's writing it right now, Earth 2, and artist Jorge Jimenez. Was that good?
Jorge Jimenez. It's done a lot of stuff in Valiant.
Yes, okay. And we have another Green Lantern book coming in. Green Lantern Lost Army by Cullen Bunn, once again, and artist by Jesus Cies and Javier Pena. Yeah, okay. Harley Quinn / Power Girl, which is the absolute weirdest idea for a team-up book that I've ever heard. Am I the only one that thinks
it's a mini,
that?
It's, I think, isn't it? It's
I think mini. It is. I think it's a six issue. Still, it's just out there.
Which Power Girl? Is it the new one? I wonder.
Huh?
I think so. She's been guest starring in Harley Quinn the last couple of issues.
Oh, the black really one? Popular. Okay, yeah, all right.
No. Like the blonde, big boobed.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I've seen some covers. Anyway, written by Jimmy Palmiotti, Amanda Connor, and Justin Gray, with artist Stephanie Rue. Now, those three aren't writing it. That actually might be good, because they both wrote Power Girl series for a while that the ones I got to read were good. And I'm so glad to see this. Justice League 3001 by Keith Giffen, J.M. DeMatteis, and Howard Porter. Obviously, they'll be starting new number one with that, but I'm glad that's sticking around because I really enjoy that book. And here, redoing Justice League of America once again by writer and artist Brian Hitch. Now, and there's an image there. You can see him, and some of it looks they look a little different. And I believe that's Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, there. All that. That's speaking of missed opportunities. That new, was he Iranian or well, he was Middle Eastern anyway. That particular Green Lantern, that was another missed opportunity because that was actually interesting, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. And what was I going to say? I read a something on Bleeding Cool, a rumor that he's been working on this title for 2 years.
That's good, so maybe we'll get 6 issues out of him?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. let's see, we got a Martian Manhunter series by writer Rob Williams and artist Ben Oliver and Paulo Siqueira.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Their two art styles, I don't see them, unless Paulo is the inker, but I don't, like Ben is
yeah,
like
they don't really tell
he's
you.
He's a paintery guy, right?
Yeah, Oliver, let me look. Here we go. Wikipedia. Here's an image, one image from his.
Didn't he do that? Like,
very painty.
Yeah. He did that Bat book at the very beginning of New 52.
This
Black Bat or the African Bat or the.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Batwing?
He did Batwing. You're
Batwing.
Right.
Yeah. Blech. Blech.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I think I really like Paulo Siqueira's artwork, so I don't know how they're mixing it unless they're alternating arcs. Or
I would bet they do. Okay, now I've got some.
Maybe they're going to do kind of a split story where it's some of it's set flashback and some of it's set now.
Yeah, that would work. And glad to see we got a Midnighter series, even though I've not been a fan. I think that's a character that should be used more. I don't know why. I just feel that. Because they've been showing up in Grayson.
I'm hoping that's like a romance book.
I don't know. Looking at the picture here, it shows him with a big smile on his face and blood all over it when he's got a big stick. But that's being written by Steve Orlando, an artist ACO. Must be related to that other guy that has just that one name. Okay, here's one. Let's see, now this one is iffy already because it has a tentative title of Mystic You. By writer Alyssa Quitney and artist Marciette. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the guy that was doing the All-Star Western series.
Yeah, that book will look good.
And then we have, which I was really shocked and glad to see, Omega Men by writer Tom King and artist Barnaby Baginda? Bazinga?
I don't know.
But I liked Tom King. I've read some of his stuff on. I'm on one of his Facebook feeds, and he's a really nice guy.
He will throw his all into that book.
Oh hell yeah, he will. I heard an interview with him on another podcast talking about Grayson, and he just like it was like the greatest thing he's ever doing, and I think he does that with everything he does, so that should be really good.
And this was a given. Okay, this doesn't actually come as big of a surprise as you might think. I mean, giving Guardians of the Galaxy is.
Oh, I never even thought of that. But that makes perfect sense. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yep. And that picture that they've shown of the cover or whatever is like.
Yeah.
That I'm sure that's from like the Adam Strange miniseries they did like 10 years ago during the lead up to Infinite Crisis. So
Yeah.
I don't even think that gives us a good idea of what the team could look like or be like. I like it's just a standard stock image, I think. So
I have no idea.
It could go anywhere, that book.
I want to say that they appeared in a Lobo book or something. Something that had Lobo in it, and they were there. So I think they were
in that that little mini they did. It had the three different storylines in it, and had that super powerful character chick.
The one that bled over from pre Flashpoint. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I think you're right. I think he was in that. I don't think he had a Mega Man at the time, but that Tigwar character was. Could be wrong, but I think you're right about that. And now we have Prez by Mark Russell and artist Ben Caldwell. And when I first saw this picture, I had no idea that that's what that was. I was expecting the blonde kid with the sweater, turtleneck sweater, long sleeve with the whatever that was on. It said Prez on his shirt, wasn't it? Wasn't that from the 70s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. So,
I was thinking that we had a new Stars and Stripes coming.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. That's it looks is what it looks like to me.
Yeah, Prez is going to be a girl now. She's going to be a. What did I read? She's going to be a girl who was elected president based on a Twitter vote or something.
Okay.
The president of what?
United States.
United States, I
well,
think.
Well, if you look at that thing, it says USSP to me on the thing. Maybe it's science police. Yeah. United States science police or something. I'm bringing that back.
Either way, I like Ben Caldwell. I can't remember where he's from.
Mm-hmm. And as we'll find out, Starfire is being reimagined in her own title, which we'll get to. So instead of Red Hood and the Outsiders, it's now Red Hood and Arsenal by Scott Lobdell and artist Dennis Medry.
Yep.
We'll see. Robin, Son of Batman, which is, you know, it's the Damian character. And it's writer-artist Pat Gleason. And I love Pat Gleason's work in the Batman and Robin that him and Tomasi did. So I'm willing to give this a chance because, I love that character. And, of course, I love the work. And you see this cover here, and it's a great big, huge, furry bat creature. And Damian has a sword and a chain around the neck of the bat creature on the other end. So it might even they might be resurrecting some of those bat ninjas that Talia had made back in her day. And then here's the one that Caleb is happy about. Section 8 by writer Garth Ennis and artist John McCrae. Now, John McCrae, that sounds familiar. Is that the same guy that did it before with him?
Yep.
The Hitman?
Yeah.
Why not just do Hitman?
When the Hitman series got canceled way back in the day, this was a series that they had worked on. So it would not shock me if we found out that this was just sitting in a drawer, and they decided to finally publish it.
Yeah, because some of these links I've found have tell which ones are limited series, but I haven't had them up so far.
This one will be limited series.
Okay.
I have no supporting evidence behind it whatsoever, but it just would not surprise me if this was just sitting there. They never got around to publishing it for whatever reason.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Now they do, and they can do it. Bam, and they can say, hey, Garth Ennis is doing new work for us.
Yeah.
John McCrae is doing new work for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to keep an eye on the things and see what people say about that. And now we have, and you know, you get a full cover if you click the link. It's Amanda Connor. I wish that Amanda Connor was doing more of the interiors of this, but some of these I would because I love her work. Starfighter by writers Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor again with artist Emanuela Lapocino, which she might be just as good.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, and. You know, they're going to reimagine her. It looks like they're going to make her more, star girly than the Savage Warrior, or maybe clean up her.
They'll make her more Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, because that looks more like a Teen Titans Go outfit, actually. Did you mention it?
Fun book. Maybe that'll be my romance book.
Look, yeah.
Her boobs are smaller than her head for a change.
Yeah, that's new.
She's had a head.
She did have a head, Murray. Yes, she did have.
She's had a head
the whole time.
Injury.
and this next one, I don't know what to think about it, but it's called. And I read some stuff on Bleeding Cool that he had leaked something about a series about Robins, and he thinks this is the same thing that they denied and blah blah whatever. It's called We Are Robin by writer Lee Bermejo and artist Rob Haynes and Carrie Randolph. And the art looks very familiar. And it looks like you got a bunch of kids in various different – well, it's part black and white. And some of their outfits have color on them. And they have, you know, the R symbol on some of them. And what I had read was this is supposed to be a book telling tales of all the people that have been Robin. Which, to my knowledge, there's only been three, and it looks like a hell of a lot more.
Are you kidding? It's going to be a cast of thousands.
It might be. I don't know.
Popping over the course of 5 years.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I love the Robin character, so I'm definitely going to check this out. Some of these are obvious what they're going to be about, and in others, like, well, that Doomed, for example, have no idea what this is going to be about, except for Robin, obviously. So I'm very intrigued about that, because I love the character Robin. I always have. Anyway.
I think the only title that we covered that have absolutely no clue about is Doomed. I mean, the rest of them are either self-explanatory or they have enough history.
Exactly.
This one even does. This one, I mean, clearly it has something to do with the Robin of Batman and we'll get more as it approaches. But the Doomed one is the only one.
Yeah. The one page I said explicitly said this is replacing Batman and Robin, but I don't know where they could get that.
I thought Son of Batman was.
Well, I would think that would be it, yeah. But, you know, whatever. Let's see, I'm trying to think. Yeah, you're right about that.
I try. It happens.
Mega Man thing, you're right.
That'll be my one for the day.
All right, let me look at some of my other links here and see if I missed any specific detail. Oh, there's an article about Celia King discussing grounding Grayson in reality. I need to read that later.
One of the things that gives me a lot, gives me a bit of a nice feeling is that the return of miniseries.
Yes. Yes. Those can be good. And because, I mean, that's a lot of what Image does, almost exclusively, I think. They do more miniseries than they do anything else because they bring those creators in and they do their mini, and if it's successful, then they continue from there. Let's see, maybe this will bring up some stuff here. On today, just early this morning, was that yesterday? What day is this anyway? The 7th. Okay, it was yesterday. Newsarama's top 10 things missing from the new DC line. Oh, they love to do
that. Donna Troy, the Wally West.
First thing they mention is weekly series.
Is what?
No weekly series. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they mentioned that no Justice League spinoffs. Johns took the reins on Justice League at the start of New 52. He's not only using the showcase for DC's biggest characters, but a platform to test the waters for long dormant concepts and characters. And it's blah, 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 basically. You're right. I agree. He did some good stuff with, like, that Doom Patrol concept is pretty good. DC TV guest stars. Who cares? Anyone who isn't a superhero. That's a very good point. They've tried it two or three times with the war and the other stuff, and it just didn't work. So
yeah, they've given it a good go trying to.
They did, and I never did finish All Star Western, but
yeah, I think what we're talking about though is like the Green Team. That was real.
Yeah, well, it was. I don't know what they were thinking. I think they're just pulling shit out of a drawer and say here. Close your eyes, pull it out of the drawer, here's the old archives, boom, okay, let's redo this one. Shazam, I agree. It went to so much trouble to put that out there, and then they didn't do anything with it. We talked about that.
He's even in the Justice League cartoon now. I mean,
yeah, just... I know, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The animated ones that they've been putting out. And I was shocked at not another Batman title.
Well, they've got plenty right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless you count the We Are Robin.
You know what's missing here? Actually, I'm sorry, real quickie, and they said it was only going on sabbatical briefly, is Batman Eternal. You mentioned the weeklies, and then...
Oh, that's right. You're absolutely right. It was supposed to come out. Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't really been enjoying it.
I have. It's gotten better. Just like the other weeklies have been. As it's heading towards its conclusion, it's been getting really good. So
I'll have to...
I think it'll be back. I think we'll see it. June will be a big month with all the pushes for new things, and then by September.
Yeah, and the next thing it says, Superboy and Supergirl with their own title. And it says Superboy is going to be in Teen Titans, Supergirl is going to be in Justice League United. seems odd that they don't have their ongoing series, especially considering Robin's two upcoming titles. And it is surprising that the fact that they don't have a Supergirl title, even though she's getting a TV show. And, of course, Legion of Superheroes, number 3. I'm not even going to talk about that. But I'll tell you what my biggest disappointment was Jeff Lemire's, I haven't finished that arc, but his reintroducing of them was, I'm just not a big fan of Jeff Lemire, as everybody else is. And
insert sad trombone music here.
Yeah, that, it was so disappointing. And it says, missing is Jeff Johns. He's like it says, I said earlier, he's down to just one title. Yeah, he does do a lot of writing for the Flash TV show, and he's also playing some kind of role in CBS's Supergirl series. Okay, number one! And the number one on the list is A Certain Superman, and they're talking about the post-crisis one that they, with Lois Lane and married and, you know, showing her pregnant in a convergence thing, but that doesn't mean it's not gonna happen. I think they should do, with it, every single universe that they show in Convergence, if that sells well, they should make a title like Earth 2 where it does that universe. That's what I would like to see. So I can go and read post-crisis stories or stories in whatever Dark Reign universe or whatever.
No, Chris, they are.
What?
They are. They're called back issues, Chris.
Oh, that's true. Damn you for being making sense. let's see.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and sign off on that one because I got to leave on a high note. Okay.
Damn you, sir.
You can read those stories whenever you darn well please to.
Yeah, that's true. I can.
You
can
read the best of Legion whenever you feel like it. You can read.
You're absolutely right. I've been buying since the, you know, stuff coming out monthly hasn't been, you know, tickling my fancy as much as it used to, except for, you know, maybe Batman. I've been buying crap loads of trades of things that of over the years that I've never read, and a lot of it's been Marvel. I even signed up for the comic bento thing. Have you guys heard about that?
The bento boxes?
Yeah. Comic bento is a site which it's – the Loot Crate thing was an absolute waste of money. I canceled that. But comic bento is the same kind of thing. You sign up for the basic thing is $20 a month, and they send you a box full of comics. And I'd like to do an episode of that later on, maybe as a fill-in when you guys don't. Because I got some good stuff, including the first trade of Quantum and Woody. So, okay. Let's see. Let's get this wrapped up. We've been on a while. What else are we talking about? Oh, anyway, that's about it, really. I mean, we've covered everything.
I am...
He's about
more,
to...
I'm more jazzed about this than I was... the New 52 reboots. Not that some of that didn't. I mean, if we go back and listen to some of those early episodes, I was really looking forward to a bunch of those books. This new direction, bold new direction, has got my interest.
Yes, it does me too. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
If we get more Batgirls, more Gotham Academies.
That's the biggest thing. You need more fun.
I'm fine. And I still want my darker books. I still want to see Justice League going off and doing cool superhero type things, and I want to see Batman in the Shadows. But if we can have that coupled with the more fun books, I'm in. Because Marvel, again, I keep saying it, Marvel does it really well. They have the dark and the light really nailed down. Their Avengers books are grim and gritty, and their X-Men books are better, and they have their Guardians of the Galaxy, which is even lighter. Mm-hmm. And Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl. That sounds interesting.
It is.
Let's see. This page has got a bunch of updates on it, but I don't know. That the one I really, really want to know what that Doomed, which I've read on one page it was called Doomed. So I'm wondering if it's, let me go to DC's page and make sure that I'm right. Which
maybe it's
right.
Already canceled.
It might be. I don't know. Let's see. Is it Doomed? It is Doomed. The one page called it just plain Doom, but it is Doomed. And I almost guarantee it's about that stupid Doomed virus that they did on in there, that Lovedell did. I mean, that's what it looks like. But anyway, that's a lot of information in the process, people. Let us know what you think. You know, I even thought of having a call-in show, like buying that one of those numbers from Skype and have people call in and tell us what they think. I think that would be interesting. What do you think about that?
Sure, man.
Okay, whatever.
Sure, why not?
Anyway, that's it. I believe that's it for this week. I think I've spent brain-wise on this. And my phone's going off, apparently. But yeah, that's it. I mean, it's something. It's going to be a big deal, and hopefully we're going to see some new stuff, and we're not going to be pigeonholed into something that we don't enjoy. So yeah, this is good news. Very good news. The best news since they announced. Well, I mean, I was excited about New 52 until we started reading stuff, but anyway, I mean, that's what this whole podcast was started for. So anyway, wrapping it up. As always, you can email us at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on Facebook and join the conversation there with our legion. Well, there's only like 100 or so, but, you know, it's a lot. And then, here's some info that...
No, keep wrapping up, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll read it later. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and you can also comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week, people. And we are out.